You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, November 22nd. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 17%. That's how much TD Ameritrade stock jumped on Thursday. That's because Charles Schwab reportedly is planning to buy the rival online brokerage firm. A combination of the two companies would be an industry behemoth. A merged company would be able to cut costs at a time when falling interest rates have hurt revenues. And on Thursday, shares of another big player in the online brokerage space, E-Trade, fell about 9%. That's an indication of just how powerful the newly combined competitor could be. But the deal between Schwab and TD Ameritrade is far from a done deal. The companies are said to be still talking, and a merger would require regulatory approval. Given how powerful and profitable the combination could be, that's not a sure thing. The next number up is 10%. That's how much L Brands stock rose on Thursday. The retailer, which owns Victoria's Secret, provided a higher-than-expected outlook for the holiday shopping season. And that was enough to cheer up investors, despite falling sales at Victoria's Secret stores. Why has Victoria's Secret been struggling? It's been dogged by its inability to adapt to changing customer taste for a while. And more recently, the parent company has received criticism for its founder's association with Jeffrey Epstein. Shares are down more than a third so far this year. Our last number is 2,400. That's how many workers WeWork is laying off. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The layoffs are hitting the office leasing company's global and U.S. operations. WeWork is also transferring 1,000 maintenance workers to an outside vendor. The cuts were widely expected because of WeWork's recent history. First, you have the company's botched IPO and its takeover by SoftBank. Then the departure of Adam Neumann, and lest we forget, quarterly losses of more than $1 billion. Executives of the company have argued that going forward, the company will spend more wisely and retrench. And eventually, they say, WeWork will turn a profit. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers on Monday. Have a great day.